Dashboard Effect Podcast. I'm Rick Thompson.
I'm Caleb Oakes.
I wanted to remind everybody once again about all of the free materials that we've got out on BlueMargin.com. We've been putting things together for months, white papers, articles, short videos, this podcast. If you're interested in data and the things we talk about here on this podcast, definitely check it out. There's good stuff there.
Yeah, we're adding more and more, you know, every day.
We're adding one right now. All right. So we were talking earlier about an internal project you're working on here at Blue Margin having to do with defining a customer journey map. And I thought it was really interesting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So our, you know, our business, we're obviously a data and analytics firm. So we help other companies do data, you know, build BI, build reporting. And really what we've realized is that when people come to us, it's all the main problem that they have is that they realize that they need to do business intelligence or implement data and analytics in their company. And they don't have anybody to do it, right? So they don't have a team of people to do it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we've put food on the table for the past several years. And what we realized is that, and we're doing that through projects, like project by project. Right. And what we realized is that at the end of the day, you just need a team. You need a team to build, you know, these systems for you and maintain them and iterate on them with you as, you know, as from a company's perspective, as you are getting up and running with something. It's usually something new for that company and, you need the support.
Yeah. It's interesting. You think of a $250 million revenue company or $500 million revenue company. It's easy to have an assumption that they must have good data teams. And sometimes they do, but often it's a struggle to get the right people hired and have them trained and aligned with what the business is doing and so on. And we run into that over and over and over. And I think something we've learned over the years is that just doing a spot project to, say, implement a data warehouse in the old days or a data lakehouse now and a set of reports and then handing it off, if there's not a good team to pick that up, it's not going to have nearly the positive impact.
Right. Yeah, it might be good for it by itself. It is good, but you're right. I mean, it's not what it could be. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest realization that we've had over the past few months is you need to have someone to carry that through and adjust it as you're learning more and the company's coming up to speed.
Yeah. It's an interesting realization because I think in the past, our thought was the need of the customer is some kind of data consolidation, data, you know, reporting, BI. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the need, but we're realizing now the bigger need is some way to have continuity and continuous iteration on that.
Yeah.
And companies can't hire that, obviously, and do it internally, develop it internally. But if they don't, how do we deliver that? Not, you know, we're experts at building data lakehouses and building reports and data modeling and all that stuff, analytics and business metrics and KPIs. But it's more than just that. To really deliver the results, you've got to have that continuous improvement, continuous iteration.
Yeah. I think what sticks out to me is when you said continuity, I think that's so incredibly important. Like you have, I think we mentioned it on a couple episodes ago. If you have, let's say you hire two people and they build a bunch of stuff and then they decide to quit, you know, they go find a better job or, you know, they're recruited away, which happens.
We see that a lot. Well, it happens to us too.
It happens to us. Yeah. It's like, it's not a uncommon thing. And then all of that knowledge goes with them, you know, unless you're riding them like crazy to write a bunch of things down and, you know, slowing down the progress that you desperately want to make so that they're documenting things, which we never see happen. You know, it just goes out the door with them and you lose that you have to have that continuity. Otherwise it's just, you're just kind of on a treadmill. You know, and I think that that's where this thing really rubber starts meeting the road is that you can build a team. You definitely can. It's not impossible. But there are a lot of other challenges other than just building the team, right? It's, You know, you got to manage them. You've got to continually train them. You need a lot of different types of skill sets. Let's say you wanted to start doing some sort of more advanced analytics. If you don't, if the people on your team don't know how to do it, you either have to provide them training or you've got to now hire somebody else. It's like, there's a lot more to it than, just hiring a Power BI analyst or an intern to build your reports.
Right? Yeah. And so what we've realized is that, yes, we need the experts to do that work. And that's the work product that we deliver. But more importantly, we need to be able to deliver that continuity. And so now we've organized our business around that so that we can do that for people. Obviously, we can still come in and do sprints, do projects to help people that have a team in place already or to supplement that team or you know, provide surge capacity when they need extra work. But we're finding more and more that people are saying, oh, you know, thank God we've been trying to figure out how to have this work. We've been through, you know, two or three teams already and we're not getting there.
Right.
I had a PE operating partner say to me that the nice thing, one of the reasons they like to use us to outsource to us to do that work is something you just talked about. When you have three people that are running it, running BI for your company and you lose one or two of those, so much knowledge is gone. And we might lose one or two people too. We don't very often, but we, you know, it happens. But there's 20 people. And so that knowledge is, you're losing a tiny fraction, that person's knowledge. And there's this institutional knowledge that exists within the company because we're all helping each other on different projects. We're following best practices. We have a framework we use. So you don't lose all of that.
I think that's, yeah. And that actually just brought another thing to mind is like, you kind of need different skills at different stages of the journey, really, right? At the beginning, you're going to need someone to set up your data lake, right? Let's say you're doing that. Once that's done, that there's not a ton more to do, right? It's like you kind of got to monitor it. But once it's there, as long as you built it, right? Which hopefully you did.
There's something to that too.
Yeah. then it kind of runs itself. There's a little bit of work to do, but it's not a full-time person's job.
Yeah.
So you need that person for a little while. And then next thing you know, you're into talking to the business and building some Power BI reports. And once you get some reports out, then you kind of get, you have to maintain those as well as potentially do other things. And people are going to want to move faster or slower depending on what other things are going on in the business. And you need to have that flexibility. I think that's what probably makes, building a team in the middle market so challenging is that fluctuation, right?
It's a really good point. Actually, I hadn't thought of it that way. When you described you need this person to build your data lake. And so they're building pipelines and hopefully failovers and alerting systems and all that stuff. But once that's all built, you just need someone that can fix it when they get an alert, which doesn't happen. Hopefully, if it's built well, it doesn't happen that often. And so now what's that person doing? Their skill set that enabled them to build that really good data pipeline and data lake environment may not apply to whatever else you want them to do. Now, are you going to ask them to build Power BI reports? That's an unusual person. I mean, it does exist out there, but it's sort of a different skill set.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that kind of, as you progress, you're going to, you know, potentially need different things. And I think that that's where it gets challenging. Cause even after you built the data lake and you're building a bunch of Power BI reports, to my earlier example, let's say you want to do some really advanced stuff. Like now you got to go find someone else to do that. And, for a typical company in the middle market, it's not going to be, you don't have all that money to throw around and just have extra staff.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think is the hardest to hire? I mean, almost always when you go into middle market company, there's going to be analysts in various parts of the business that are good at running Excel and good at running Power BI. Mm-hmm. Is that harder to hire or is it harder to hire sort of the person that can do the back end plumbing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, in my opinion, I think it's harder to hire the back end person. Now, there's some caveat to that because I think the market right now is so saturated with people say they're Power BI developers when maybe they used it once or twice or maybe they took a training course.
But they're not experts.
And they're not. So what you're going to see is you're going to get a lot of applicants if you put a job posting out there for someone like a Power BI analyst or developer. And it's going to be hard to sift through who's actually legit and who's not. But you're going to get a ton of applicants.
Do a lot of skills testing.
Anyway. Yeah. I think the reason why I say the person on the back end is because, you know, your data folks, your top data talent are not flocking to middle market companies to build their data infrastructure. They want to go work at the big tech companies, the people that, you know, from their perspective are doing things that are going to really advance their, right. their career. Right. So it's a lot harder to find somebody. That's going to come in and do that for you.
Well, it is kind of the problem you described. That person who might be really interested to set up the data infrastructure, once they finish that, then what?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're right. improving you're it. Just kind of maintaining new technologies, it. But yeah, that gets boring.
Right. They're just probably going to jump ship, and then there goes all your knowledge about how everything's built, right?
Well, that's a good point, too. I mean, I'm a person that likes building better than maintaining.
Me too, right?
Yeah. But some people prefer to maintain. Mm-hmm. You're going to need to swap those in and out. And so.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess the point we're making about what we've realized about our customer journey map in that project that you're doing is that there's a huge advantage actually to partnering and having someone that can bring those resources in and out.
Right. The skills you need it when you need it.
Yeah.
Skills you need when you need it. That's what I meant to say.
I feel like a shameless plug, but it's an interesting realization. I think it's good to share.
Yeah. I think that's just the reality of, you know, being in that middle market space where you don't have, you know, the luxury to build or really the necessity to build a large enough team to be able to handle all those skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Thanks for sharing that.
All right. Cool.
See you next time.
See ya.